Next week, on Tuesday, Governor Gretchen Whitmer gives her first State of the State address. Joining us to chat about what they're hoping to hear are our Friday political commentators, Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants and former Republican legislative leader. Vicki Barnett is a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic state legislator. So the governor made campaign promises, of course, road funding, pension tax repeal and stuff, but she faces some tough budget issues that threaten them. What do you want to hear or think we should hear from Whitmer, Ken?
I think one of the things she needs to kind of outline is how things are going to be different than the recent past. I mean, her election, among others, represented a big change politically in the state. And, you know, specifically, I think she's got to talk about how she can reconcile some of the campaign promises that involve money. But I think fundamentally she has to talk about how things are going to be different.
Vicki, what do you want to hear or think we should hear?
I think we're going to hear a lot about the environment, about clean drinking water. A lot of the things that she's done in her executive orders will be reflected, I believe, in her state of the state address. And I don't think there's going to be a lot of talk about money because money is going to be a problem. They're going to have to get creative and figure out how to adjust the budget that is fairly flat and may be decreasing with a recession in the next 2 years. But I think that she's going to show a shift in tone toward climate change, cleaning up our Great Lakes and our communities, and really talking about Michigan being pure Michigan again.
What about the roads? What about the pension tax repeal?
I don't think we're going to hear a lot about the pension tax repeal per se. We'll hear a lot about the roads and adjusting funding to make sure that we can start to fix the roads. And I think she's going to cover some of that. But behind the scenes, they're going to have to get creative to figure out how they're going to pay for some of these things. And she's going to be in a divided government situation, and she's going to have to learn to live with Republican policies. And she's undergoing quite a awakening right now with a rejection in the state house of one of her executive orders.
Ken, how important are these state of the state addresses as far as setting a tone for a governorship? I mean, we, the public, watch them looking for clues about what our government is going to do. But what does it mean to the legislature?
Well, there's really two different audiences. There's sort of the general public, Michigan citizens, and then there's the political class, legislators, the media, people like us. I think because it's her first one, it's important, the tone. And I think she's got to start talking about how her agenda all fits together, the fix the roads, fix the underground pipes that deliver drinking water, repeal the pension tax, shore up the school aid fund by ending diversions, universal preschool. All of these take money, and, you know, her budget message comes out later, but she's got to begin talking about how it all fits together.
Vicki, how important are these state of the state addresses for everyone?
I think they're important because they set a tone for how the public reacts to the leadership in Lansing. And Ken is right. This is her first state of the state. She's got to come out and talk about all of our hopes and dreams and be inspirational, as well as talk about following through on her campaign promises. And I think we're going to hear a lot about what Ken just mentioned, environment, infrastructure, roads. Not so much the pension tax. I don't think that's going to be a huge focus, but education and stopping the diversion. I think she's going to talk about creating a more opportunity for Michigan residents in the state of Michigan and a clean environment.
All right. So here's the big question. Are you guys going to actually watch the speech, or are you just going to read the news reports the next day?
I'm going to watch it. I always do. I love the pomp and circumstance and the history that surrounds it, as well as seeing everybody in the audience. And I find them just an exceptional experience.
Ken?
I'm going to watch it. I normally don't. I normally just listen to Michigan radio to get the truth. But
thanks for the plug.
It is her first one. You know, I think it is significant, so I intend to watch it.
That is Ken Sikkema. He's a former Republican majority leader in the state Senate. Vicki Barnett is a former Democratic legislator. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lester.